Soul, soul, dear listeners, this is your host, Jeffrey Krempelbottom, extending a heartfelt invitation for you to join us for a profoundly poignant episode of the Simsville Podcast, one filled with solemn remembrance and reflection. Above us, the skies brood with dark, heavy clouds, their somber grayness casting an appropriately melancholic shadow over this gathering. A gentle drizzle begins to fall, with each droplet creating a soft reflective veil that dances lightly on the heads of those who have come together at the historic Goth family graveyard. Here, amongst ancient stones and whispering winds, friends and family unite to honor the memory of Gunther Goth, the beloved patriarch of the Goth family. He tragically lost his life nearly a month ago in a devastating fire that completely engulfed the home of his son, the esteemed scientist Mortimer Goth, at 5 Sim Lane. Gunther Goth was a man of immense significance to Simsville. He was not only a founding father of this cherished town, but also the distinguished dean of the local university. Today, we gather in both sorrow and gratitude. We celebrate a life that has undeniably touched so many hearts. The atmosphere is heavy with grief, and each breath carries a weight of irreplaceable loss as we pay our respects. Among those gathered is Gunther's widow, Cornelia Goth, whose face displays a tapestry of sorrow marked by delicate lines of grief, yet emanates a quiet strength that inspires those around her. Standing at her side is her and Gunther's only child, Mortimer, who offers consolation to his expectant wife, Bella. Bella's gentle hand cradles her rounded belly protectively, as if shielding both their lives from the weight of sorrow. Their young daughter, Cassandra, clings closely to her mother, her innocent curiosity standing in stark contrast to the somber heaviness woven through the air. Mourners have traveled from near and far, with distant relatives from the Goth, Bachelor, and Krempelbottom families blending into a moving sea of faces. The atmosphere is thick with unspoken emotion as my mother and I stand together, sharing in the collective grief of our tightly knit community. Each face tells a story, reflecting shared bonds and cherished memories that will endure through time. Presiding over the somber funeral is Olive Spector, a longtime family friend whose presence brings a unique ghostly charm from the eerie town of Ravenwood. She stands with calm demeanor, guiding the proceedings with a gentle yet authoritative touch. Beside her is her teenage son, Nyan, whose thoughtful demeanor adds a layer of depth to the already poignant atmosphere. Completing the trio is Olive's fiancé, renowned musician Lane Coffin, whose soulful melodies echo through the air, providing a hauntingly beautiful soundtrack to the farewell. Together, they create a solemn yet heartfelt ambiance, honoring the memories of the departed. Ah, dear listeners, it seems we are going to be joined by a special guest. Headed in my direction is Cornelia's closest confidant, her sister, Agnes Krempelbottom. Hello, Cousin Agnes. It's always a comfort to see you, especially in this sorrowful moment.
That is a wonderful. Let me take a little fiddle.
It truly is a difficult time. I'm so glad that Cousin Cornelia has you for support.
Oh, this?
It's a microphone. Cousin Mortimer asked me to record and document this occasion for my podcast. I know it may seem a bit unusual, but we want to ensure that Gunther's memory is preserved and sharing stories can help us all heal. To provide some background for my listeners, I've been fortunate to spend a lot of time with Cousin Agnes. As a sickly child, my mother wouldn't let me wander too far from home. However, Cousin Agnes would visit almost weekly, carrying a distinctive umbrella with a duck-shaped handle, and she would take me along on her walks. I have learned a great deal from her over the years, and can confidently say that she played a significant role in shaping the person that I've become today. Ah, I believe you're right. It seems the funeral service is about to begin, dear listeners. When we return from these brief messages from our sponsors, I'll provide you with a detailed account of how the funeral is progressing, followed by local news and announcements.
Hold on there, friends. Are you still laboring over your delicate garments with old-fashioned hand washing? Well, it's time for a delightful change. Introducing the marvelous two-speed washing machine from Shiny Things, Inc. This fabulous contraption offers not one, but two adjustable wash speeds. Just turn the dial and let your trusty machine do the hard work for you. Need to tackle those larger items like cozy bedding or sturdy jeans? No problem at all. The regular wash setting gets them squeaky clean with ease. But wait, there's more. Flip that switch to the gentle speed, perfect for all your delicate fabrics. Now you can wash with total confidence. Your laundry is in safe hands. So say goodbye to those tedious hand-washing days and say hello to the convenience of the Shiny Things Ink Washer. And don't forget, you can complete your laundry experience with our stylish, matching dryer. Shiny Things Ink, where laundry day becomes a pleasure, one cheerful spin at a time.
Welcome back, dear listeners. While the committal service takes place, I've slipped into one of the Goth family mausoleums to share some local news and announcements with you. I'm excited to present our first listener letter from a young lady currently residing in Four Corners. The subject is, am I a tuna head for getting involved with my old fling while dating someone new? Here's what she wrote. So, I recently made a big life change by moving from the city to this cute little neighborhood called Four Corners to stay with my aunt after losing my job and getting evicted. Honestly, ever since arriving, it feels like I'm living in a Hallmark movie. I've made an amazing best friend who's basically my sidekick, and I met this charming guy, let's call him Dickie, who I've started dating. Things were going great, or so I thought. Here's the twist. There's some competition. There's this other girl who's kind of in the picture too. She could be cute if she tried, but right now she looks like she stepped out of 2009 with a hairdo reminiscent of Kate Gosselin. But wait, it gets messier. An old fling recently resurfaced. We'll call him Devin, and he confessed that he still has feelings for me. I mean, I'm not technically in a relationship with Dickie, but we are seeing each other. They're both really cute and great kissers. Am I a tuna head for even thinking about rekindling things with my old flame instead of focusing on a relationship that actually seems promising? Help! Well, Four Corners, it sounds like you're in a tricky situation, and I can understand that it must feel overwhelming. Here's some thoughtful advice. Unless you and Dickie have mutually agreed to a committed monogamous relationship, there's no reason why you can't explore other options. However, keep in mind that if you choose to date others, Dickie might do the same, regardless of how you feel about the other woman. The key here is to reflect on whether you're ready for a committed relationship. Dating around can be perfectly okay. It's important to remember that neither Dickie nor Devin owns you, but it's also vital to avoid leading them on. Be honest about your feelings and intentions so they aren't left with false expectations. So, to answer your question, I don't think you're a tuna head. You just need to remember that clear communication is essential. Take the time to understand what you truly want and express that openly. This way you can navigate your feelings and relationships more effectively. And remember what my cousin Agnes always says, there's absolutely no need for public displays of affection. It's really inappropriate, and nobody wants to see it. Just don't do it. Don't. Well, good luck with that. Moving on to announcements. It is with profound sadness that we announce the passing of Dennis Phillips, a treasured member of the Strangerville community who tragically lost his life in a swimming accident. Dennis was a devoted conservationist who dedicated his life to the preservation of the natural world and inspiring those around him to appreciate and protect it. He is remembered for his unwavering passion, kind spirit, and deep commitment to environmental causes. Dennis touched the lives of many and leaves behind a legacy of advocacy for the environment that will continue to inspire future generations. He is survived by his loving wife, Hazel Phillips, formerly Dente, who holds his memory dear. Dennis will be deeply missed by all who had the privilege of knowing him. Our thoughts and heartfelt condolences go out to his family and loved ones during this difficult time. A celebration of Dennis's life will be announced at a later date. When we return, we'll be diving into the fascinating world of video games. Don't touch that dial. There's a lot to uncover.
Hello, everyone. It's your old friend, the Tragic Clown. Sometimes life can feel pretty overwhelming, and we all need a little comfort. This weekend, we invite you to seek solace at your local Clown Burger, where our warm and caring team is here to serve you. We understand that every now and then we all face challenges. That's why we're serving our special dish, Silly Gummy Bear Hotcakes. These fluffy pancakes adorned with a whimsical assortment of gummy bears are meant to bring a spark of joy to your morning. Accompany your hotcakes with our playful sausages and crispy hash browns. A simple reminder that even in tough times, you deserve a hearty meal. And don't forget, you don't have to be a kid to receive a mail-in voucher for a painting of me, the Tragic Clown, to remember our time together. At Clown Burger, we may not have all the answers, but we can offer a moment of cheer. So come join us, if only for a little while. Together, let's find a way to brighten the day amidst life challenges. We'll be waiting for you.
Clown Burger is a subsidiary of Land Grab Industries. Welcome back, gamers. Today, we're exploring the 17th expansion pack for The Sims 4 entitled Life and Death. This expansion bravely tackles themes of mortality and the afterlife, adding unprecedented depth and gameplay. One of the most intriguing features is the introduction of the funeral event. These allow players to celebrate the lives of their Sims in meaningful ways, moving beyond the traditional gameplay mechanic. The addition of a Grim Reaper career offers a unique twist, enabling players to interact with this iconic character in a professional context, making him more integral to the gameplay than ever before. Set in the beautifully designed world of Ravenwood, Life and Death immerses players in a hauntingly atmospheric environment. The expansion not only enhances ghost interactions, but also encourages players to explore their Sims' lives through posthumous experiences, creating bucket lists and engaging in a variety of activities related to both living and ghostly counterparts, adds a delightful layer to storytelling. Graphically, the new building and decor options are nothing short of stunning, enhancing the overall aesthetic experience of the game. Plus, the return of familiar faces like Olive Spectre and her son Nervous Subject adds nostalgia for longtime fans. In summary, Life and Death is a must-have expansion pack that offers a fresh perspective on the cycle of life in The Sims 4. It provides ample opportunities for creativity and storytelling, ensuring that both veteran players and newcomers will find something to love. This expansion is sure to leave a lasting impression, making your Sims' lives and afterlives more engaging than ever.
Hey, you! Yes, you! Are you tired of hanging your laundry on the old clothesline, only to have your fabrics come out stiff and rough? Well, have we got a solution for you. Introducing the Marvelous Tumble Dryer from Shiny Things, Inc. Imagine, if you will, your towels and clothes coming out as soft and fluffy as a kitten. It's as simple as pie. Just take your freshly washed garments from the Shiny Things, Inc. washing machine. Oh, isn't it a dream? And into the tumble dryer they go. Now, for those items that need a little ironing, just set the dial to damp and voila, they're perfectly prepped for a quick press. And for your towels and children's clothing, just set the dial to dry and watch them come out ready to be used right away. No more heavy lifting, no more wrestling with weather conditions, and no more hassle. With Shiny Things, Inc., Laundry Day transforms from a chore into pure joy. So why wait? Join the thousands of happy customers enjoying their automatic laundry experience. Shiny Things, Inc., where laundry day becomes a pleasure, one cheerful spin at a time.
Welcome back, dear listeners. I have something rather embarrassing to share with you. I may have inadvertently locked myself inside that hauntingly beautiful centuries-old mausoleum, where the air hung heavy with a cool, damp chill. The faint whispers of long-forgotten souls lingering in the shadows, brushing against my ears like an icy breeze that sent shivers down my spine. As I called out for help, my voice reverberated off the ancient stone walls, creating an eerie echo that seemed to mock my solitude. It felt like an eternity until Nyan Spectre, Olive's melancholic son, emerged from the depths of the gloom. He heard my desperate cries, having returned to retrieve some equipment, and swiftly came to my rescue. Regrettably, by the time I finally stepped out of the oppressive shadows of that cryptic sanctuary, the reception had already concluded. All of my well-intentioned plans to capture the heartfelt thoughts and memories of the guests honoring the dearly departed had evaporated like mist under the morning sun. Holy simoleons! Well, dear listeners, it appears I've unexpectedly secured an interview after all. Joining me on this eerie, starless night is other than the ghost of Gunther Goth himself. Thank you for joining me, Mr. Goth. It's a true honor to share this moment with you beneath the dark canopy of clouds, heavy with rain, casting an otherworldly gloom upon us. Now, Cousin Gunther, my listeners are undoubtedly dying to know, pun intended, about your experiences since you've passed beyond the veil to the other side. What has it been like to move from the earthly realm?
Whoa.
absolutely captivating. I can only imagine how refreshing it must feel to be liberated from one's earthly constraints. With that in mind, what do you foresee for your near future? Do you have any lingering unfinished business tied to this world? Are you planning to linger here in the familiar shadows, make the journey across the veil to the other side, or have you considered the possibility of reincarnation? That's perfectly understandable. There's no rush to make a decision. You only passed away a few weeks ago, and I don't blame you for wanting to watch over your beloved wife Cornelia during this difficult time. Rest assured, all of Simsville is relieved to know that you're still here keeping a watchful eye. On that note, do you have anything you'd like to share with our listeners? Oh, words of wisdom that resonate with us all. And with that heartfelt note, dear listeners, I wish you a good night. May your dreams be illuminated by flickers of light, even as we navigate through the shadows that linger. Embrace the stillness, for it is both a comfort and a reminder of the unknown that lies ahead. That wraps up this episode of the Simsville Podcast. I'm Jeffrey Woods, and I hope you had as much fun listening as we did creating it. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to like, subscribe, and review. We really value your feedback. Before we sign off, here's a little about me. I also write and publish books. If you're into middle grade stories with a goosebump twist, check out my novel, Erie, Ohio, Here Comes the Boogeyman. And for the little ones who love picture books, don't miss Imagination Adventures, The Land of Oz. Both are available under my pen name, J.S. Woods. Thanks for tuning in, and happy simming. Until next time.